News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Flooding from a strong atmospheric river has inundated portions of Washington state, prompting evacuations. Washington State Governor Bob Ferguson advises residents to stay alert and listen to official flood warnings after National Guard troops had to go door-to-door early Friday to evacuate a farming city north of Seattle.
The situation is extremely unpredictable. We saw that in Burlington last night, where there was a situation where literally in the middle of the night, about 1,000 folks had to flee their homes in a really dire situation. It is very unpredictable. We are all doing the very best we can to provide the best information, but we want people to know it is very unpredictable.
The floods have closed roads and caused landslides. Authorities have rescued people from cars and homes. Another storm system is expected to bring more rain starting Sunday. The Department of Transportation is out with new guidance stating airlines do not have to cover passenger expenses like meals or lodging when a flight is canceled or significantly delayed by an aircraft recall.
The guidance follows disruptions last month due to inspections and software updates on Airbus A320 aircraft. In the U.S., airlines must refund canceled flights but are not required to cover lodging or meals. Instead, airlines offer voluntary compensation for some expenses if a disruption is caused by something within their control. The new DOT guidance clarifies that disruptions from aircraft recalls are not considered within an airline's control. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A senior Kremlin official says Russian police and the National Guard will stay on in eastern Ukraine's Donbas, even if a peace settlement ends the war. Ukraine will likely reject this stance as it indicates Russia intends to maintain a presence in the region. This is SRN News. Would you like to live in the past or the future?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 45% of American adults say, given the chance, they would cheerfully hop in a time machine and live the rest of their lives in the past. Most of those folks would be content to go back just 50 years. It's 1975. Only 14% of respondents say they'd like to live in the future. The numbers echo other polls that indicate a lot of people long for an America that was simpler, stronger, and more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
A gay pride flag has been moved to a new location inside England's Tottenham soccer stadium for the Champions League match against Sparta Prague following a request from the Czech team. The pride flag is constantly displayed in the northeast corner of Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, close to the area of the stands where visiting fans sit. For the match against the Czechs, the flag is in the southwest corner. This is SRN News. There's been a royal health update from Britain's Buckingham Palace.
The king is 77, and almost 2 years ago, he announced he would undergo treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer.
I am able to share with you the good news that thanks to early diagnosis, effective intervention, and adherence to doctor's orders, my own schedule of cancer treatment can be reduced in the new year.
The king's message was part of a broadcast in Britain to encourage people to take advantage of screening that can detect cancer in its early stages when it's easiest to treat. He says it worked for him.
Enabling me to continue leading a full and active life, even while undergoing treatment.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Archaeologists in Turkey have uncovered a significant fresco of Jesus as the Good Shepherd from Anatolia's early Christian era. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.